use this next 2 to 3 minutes to do the practice of the seven limbs in order to accumulate our merit and to purify our obscurations. And then the praise to Manjushri, which is which can be found towards the end of the prayer booklet. Obeisance to my guru and protector Manjushri, who holds to his heart a spiritual text symbolic of seeing all things as they are, whose understanding shines forth as the sun, unclouded by defilements or traces of ignorance, who teaches in 60 ways with the patient love of a father for his only son, all creatures caught in the prison of samsara, confused in the darkness of ignorance, overwhelmed by their suffering. You, whose dragon thunder proclamation of the Dharma arouses us from the stupor of our delusions and frees us from the iron chains of our karma, whose powerful sword of wisdom hews down suffering wherever its sprouts appear, clearing away the darkness of all ignorance, I entreat you, O Manjushri, whose princely body is adorned with 112 marks of a Buddha, who has completed the 10 stages achieving the highest perfection of a Bodhisattva, who has been pure from the beginning, O Manjushri, all-loving one, with the brilliance of your wisdom, illuminate the darkness enclosing our minds, enlighten our intelligence and wisdom, so that we may gain insight into the Buddha's words and texts that explains them. And I'm a short mandala offering on page 27. And then after that, the last verse on the page. So she
kazın tam dine raba tam bosta kan tebe de loksan serve şundis damagi çavala şis tam botten batam jeka medo tobe çava sedi
okay I'm on page 8 of the text. So the greatness of this particular instruction has four greatnesses. So the first is the greatness of recognizing all the teachings as non-contradictory.
Oh,
So this instruction possesses the greatness of enabling us to recognize that all the teachings are free of contradiction. So in the first place, how do you define teaching? So what constitutes teaching here that is mentioned here? Yeah? So it's basically everything that the conqueror or Jina has explained.
어떻게니? 다 데라 다 다시 지금 다래 다시 신고해지. 다 산지기 땜바 세대만 주다. 다 가레스가 알았으나 데라 다 파 섬노 땅바이나 다 룽기 땜바 세다. 다 독배 땜바 세디. 다 니용게지. 그러와. 진대시 다 신고요래.
So if we delve a little bit deeper into the meaning of teaching or the doctrine. The teaching of the Buddha can be divided into two. You have the scriptural teaching, and you have the realizational teaching.
어떻게니? 단다 데라 송에디 조 다 룽기 땜바다 송에 단다 즉디 제유 송로 송비 진이바 탐제도 세디 조 다 다 룽기 땜바다 송에 어떻게니 가장 쉬운 안심인데 산재기 룽기 땜바데 파 대한 데스 자치로 땅바이나 룽대는 숨으시니 하고 자치로 정해 라바.
Okay, so the teachings or the doctrine is divided into two. You have the scriptural teachings and the realizational teachings. Yeah. So here on page 8, you know, first we are trying to identify what is the teaching here. In terms of the first greatness. Okay? So here, in this context, the teaching here primarily refers, mainly refers to the scriptural teachings. Then as I've explained earlier, the scriptural teachings, when elaborated, one can talk about the three scriptural collections.
어떻게니 되네 다 독배 땜바 세디 가서 슈바 난신레 다 라바 숨 세디 다 라바 숨디 다 독배 땜바지 라바.
Okay, so the three scriptural collections is the scriptural teaching, and then what about the realizational teaching? So the realizational teachings are the three higher trainings, which I have mentioned in the earlier class.
Oh, tanda. That just now, lungi tamba, tokpe tamba, sini tinde koshugar. Pena kang nyamne chie tuengi shungju yorwa. Rangi nyamsu lengi tuengi ta nyamne tuengi shungde la ta lungi tamba. Tinde chie ta kang nyamsu lengi chueju yorwa. Ti tinde nyamsu langje chueju yorwa.
One can also understand scriptural teachings to mean those scriptures that contains the information as to how or what we should put into practice. Yeah. Okay? And then the realizational teachings refers to those teachings or the methods that we are supposed to put into practice. So this is another way of understanding scriptural and realizational teaching. 여기요. 아? 뭐야? 또 English no?
알았다니. 그냥 라베 까블 마코나 아니 서도 티와티니샤 아니냐 딱 구베 잡로라 안 티와 예베스도 안 티와 땅초 주세.
So as I continue with my explanation, if along the way, if there's something that you do not understand or did not get, then you should make a note immediately. But then leave it towards the leave it later, and I'll give you some time for question and answers. So at that time, you can bring those questions up. Okay, but you should make a note immediately if there's something you don't understand. Okay.
No, I didn't hear. Didn't I? What did you say? That's not. I need you. That. 당간도 담바 진세게 담다데 티네 말 담바 진세리 소소 다 담바 진야다 농게 담바 진 도베 담바 진 다 담바 팅이 마도 매바인죠 다 농게 담바 다 도베 담바 진이 나와 두고요래 알아봐
you know you hear you know we do talk of preserving the Buddha Dharma upholding the Buddha Dharma isn't it yeah so the Buddha Dharma basically consists of these two the scriptural teachings and the realizational teachings. So therefore, when we talk about upholding the Buddha Dharma or preserving the Buddha Dharma, we are essentially talking about preserving and upholding the scriptural teachings and the realizational teachings.
Yeah. 다 shemba chingedila, ta lungi temba zimbas, rangi sheba chese, ta shungne kare sheyeme, ta chadang yongsu choba sheba che, tinde sheyeche sa, shela ta, taga nashin, ta chinche malako che, ta kuwa te, tinde chungna, ta lungi temba zimba sedi, pechen chagi yore.
Okay, so upholding, preserving and upholding the Dharma means preserving and upholding the scriptural and the realizational teachings. Yeah. So, how does one preserve or and uphold the scriptural teachings, let's say? So, one upholds and one preserves the scriptural teaching by first learning the scriptures. Yeah. And so that one understands all the scriptures. Yeah. And on the basis of understanding all the scriptures, which comes from learning, studying them, then one then causes others to gain a similar understanding of those scriptures. Yeah. So if you do this, this is what we call upholding or preserving the scriptural teachings. Then what about upholding or preserving and upholding the realizational teachings? How does one do that? You know? So, you know, the realizational teachings are basically the three higher trainings. So on the basis of possessing the three higher trainings in one's own mental continuum, on the basis if one were to, on the basis of one's realizations, one's experience, and if one then spreads those teachings to others, then that would so basically that is what we mean by preserving and upholding the realizational teachings. Yeah.
So
what we have discussed so far is important points. Very important points. So basically, we have to understand what is the Buddha's teachings, and we have to understand what it really means to preserve and to uphold the Buddha's teachings. And then from one's own side, you know, one should try and one should see how one can contribute to the upholding of the Buddha's teachings.
Yeah.
So
공부 시고 되는 소리.
So this is important as I think it is the responsibility of each and every one of us here to preserve and uphold the Buddha Dharma. Because all of us, we all accept and we believe and we accept that the Buddha's teaching is something that is wonderful, very good, very pure. So we should always think, how we can contribute to the preservation and to the flourishing of the Buddha's teachings in this world.
我听的是做做，打三节的送了别别，那顶级的也别过去个要嘛嘞，顶级的谈大的，然后跨把去过来接行不嘞，是吧？打顶级的忙不要的，因为打原因的点把准备七八要嘛了，打谈大的，然后六种是协调把去过来的接行不嘛嘞。
The preservation and the flourishing of the Buddha Dharma does not depend solely on the existence of texts and scriptures lying around. So the texts and scriptures are all there. The preservation and the flourishing of the Buddha Dharma depends on the people who understand the meaning of those scriptures. Yeah. Okay. So in order to preserve and to cause the teachings to spread, the meaning of the scriptures, the meaning of the teachings, must first be understood by people. Yeah.
What in the shah? That in ma, that in sare, Nibatambatan the Kamet to top us, that it, that Tambatan the Kamet to top it on the Kanderesana, did a consulting Sanje with Lam to Koa, this, then Kajin in Lamgi Zod, Kajin in Lamgi Yala, Jirusuju, or so Tisunche.
Okay, and so that we've identified the teachings, then B.How all these teachings are recognized as non-contradictory. So they all come to be understood as one person's path to Buddhahood. That is to say, some are primary or main points of the path, while others are branches, various branches or appropriate branches of the path. So how these teachings are recognized as non-contradictory. So they all come to be understood as one person's path to enlightenment. So that is to say that some are main points of the path, while others are branches of the path. Yeah. So here, when we talk about how the teachings are free of contradiction, we're primarily referring to the realizational teachings. Yeah. Okay. You talk about the paths of the persons of small capacity, then the paths of the persons of middling capacity, and the paths of the persons of great capacity. So if we understand that the paths of the three types of persons help one another, they are meant for one person, and they assist one another, then one has realized that the teachings and the realizational teachings in particular are free of contradiction. Yeah.
我读起呢，左边呢，他听得用不到，边呢，告诉我了，边呢，他起码同意给落解了，边呢，他就顶级高了，做起码同意给落解的做的，是吧？他做起，安尼去，
Let's take the path of a person of middling capacity as an example. So the person of middling capacity strives mainly to overcome the attraction to visualize, future life in samsara. Yeah. So a person of middling capacity basically strives to develop the intent or the wish to achieve liberation. Yeah. So the person strives to develop the thought of renunciation or the determination to be free. So this is the main focus of this person. But as a preliminary, as a branch practitioner, this person must first cultivate the preliminary meditations on a human life of freedoms and endowments. The person must cultivate as a preliminary, as a branch, meditations on death and impermanence, for example. Then look at a person of great capacity. The main focus of a person of great capacity, is on the main thing that he's trying to develop, is a bodhicitta, the altruistic intention. Yeah. So the development of bodhicitta is rooted, must be based on the development of great compassion. Yeah. Okay. So, but in order for this person to develop great compassion, that person first must understand what suffering is, and the person must first understand suffering on his individually, in relation to his own existence, his own life. So as a preliminary to developing great compassion, so that therefore this person must reflect and understand the sufferings of samsara, in particular in relation to him or herself. Yeah. So only on the basis of gaining an understanding of suffering as of samsara, in particular in relation to him, himself or herself, then when that practitioner changes the object to other sentient beings. So instead of focusing on his or her own suffering, so when the practitioner then focuses on the suffering of other living beings, then there is a basis for him to be able to develop great compassion for others. And then that person is able to really develop this feeling of being unable to bear the sufferings of others. But in order for this to happen, the practitioner must first understand how he or himself is suffering in samsara. So without the preliminary understanding, there's no way one can develop perfect compassion for others.
Oh, tuksini, that in the shota came to toxini, tondai, that tapot pena, tapot chimba lam, so yam silingina, tingwala, that nijung said on that, that any chimenashin doe, roa, any 체제랑 지면 나시한테 다조당 아니지 다조밀로 다조당 이미 답에 꼴당 다 예중의 꼴딘도 다 녀봐도 공부해 책을 하려 다탄다 라와 디 딘데 아니 전주의 심지 공배도 당연히 귤라 다탄다 야나 맞게바 깨버치 야나 깨와 공내 공도 배워치 와 딘데기 치도 말기다 기부 중화당 투매남 딩당 투매남 딘도 녀월 코아지 시토야 꼬행이
So when we talk about realizing the teachings as non-contradictory, so in the context of a person whose main goal is enlightenment, yeah. So in the context of that person, you know, if your goal, let's say, is enlightenment, that person must first train in the paths that are shared with the persons of small and middling. Capacity. So if your goal is enlightenment, nevertheless you still must train in the preliminary practices. First, you have to overcome the attachment, preoccupation with the happiness of this life, and one does so through reflecting on topics such as the human life, freedoms and endowments, then reflecting on death and impermanence. Then the practitioner also has to overcome attraction of pure to happiness of future lives in samsara, no? And the practitioner does that through generating renunciation or the determination to be free from cycling existence. So these are the practices that are shared with the paths of the persons of small and middling capacity, and these practices are. Helps to develop bodhicitta that you have not yet developed, and it also helps to increase whatever bodhicitta one has already developed.
어떻게 단남준에 다치 단남준 최망보니 시치기지나 다디시나 대수다 섬로로에 차그레 이나 다 당보들야 당보와 이나 배진다 칼스금에 배지 권도코 말해 로 이나 다 갈래갈래 고투베 용거래 라소소 동남 지기나 딱갈래갈래 시엔도베 용거래.
Those of you who have been attending classes before, different classes and what have you, if you have heard this before, then maybe it's not so doesn't sound so alien or so difficult. Yeah. But for those of you who have not done much study or have not heard many teachings, if you're hearing this for the first time, then maybe it's a It's unlikely that you understand everything, okay? But it's okay, you know. If you have the interest, you just work at it, you know, and you just think about it, read it up again, and then slowly you will gain an understanding of what I've just said, yeah.
So, I think two years ago, I went to Sarah, and I stayed there about 10 days. So during that time also, I went to receive some teaching from my teacher. So I was carrying my book and went to see my teacher, received some teacher. Then first day he said, oh, he's very happy. You know, your book is wear and tear down and become black. Like that. So I don't know what he's talking about, you know. He's very happy your book is tear down and black, you know. He's very happy about that, he said. So that after his... I didn't get what he mean. He said, why happy about my book is black, you know. So after he said, yeah, because that's the sign you read the book. Your book is pure white, is nothing happy. So make sure your book is black, yeah. So in the first time he said black, I don't know what he's saying. After he said, yeah. So that means you read a lot, so that's why, you know, my book is tear down and black like that. Yeah. So make sure that, yeah. So it's good to read again and again, you know. Just one time you read, you don't understand, so don't pull stop there. No, read again, you know. Not only reading, like reading what called Cholokanashi.
It's not like doing pujas. No? Not all pujas like that, but there are some things like reciting sutras.
When you read ordinary sutra, sangata sutra, you know, you don't have time to think, you know, you just read. As soon as possible, you know, finish. There's no time to think. Not like that. Yeah, this one read slowly and think.
Let's take the example of the sentence which says, that is to say, some are main points of the path, others are various branches of the path. Yeah. So, I mean, it says appropriate secondary points. I think it should be main points of the path, and then others are branches of the path. Yeah. So, just that sentence alone, you know, you should read it and think about it over and over again. What on earth is it saying? What does it mean, that one sentence? So this is just one example,
yeah. So
it's very important to read and to think about, you know, things. You know. So in this case, you should think and then come to a definite understanding of what are some of the main points of the path, whereas what are branches of the path, you see.
So think about what
is the meaning of the main points of the path, then what about the various branches of the path? And for those of you who have heard the Lamrim before, no? Then you should have more things to think about, yeah? when you let's say you read this particular sentence, yeah.
That tine mati yung to pena karaswara ta. Manzo ta namju thapa yung de ta karasna. Ta namju manzo kangala thapa yode ta mangbo tingo ra ta pena jiu chunga lam se dang. Ani thapa chimba lam se di ta kawares. Chik nyamso dang na chik koko mare se jing manzo ta loktoji yungu doa. Alwa.
You'll notice that you probably hear that is quite a something that people talk about here and out there. You know. There's this misconception that, you know, that if you that the practice of the lower path versus the practice of the lower path. And then the practice of the Mahayana, for example, no? All these two are tiong, no? That can, you know, tiong cannot put together, or they're contradictory, you know. You know, if you are practicing the Mahayana, you know, then you know you don't have to practice all the so-called whatever and you know, what have you, you know, the lower paths, yeah. So a lot of people think, no? In that way, yeah. So it's a misconception.
Members,
So there's a huge misconception out there amongst people, no? That they seem to identify people of different traditions. Oh, you know, those monks who are in saffron robes, no? They are the practitioners or the followers of the Hinayana, the less service he got.
Oh, then the Chinese, you know, the Chinese are the ones who are following the Da Chen, Mahayana, you know. And then the Mongolians and the Tibetans, they are practicing secret mantra, Vajrayana, you know. So then, you know, we basically classify people according to these groups. And then when we look at these the people from these various groups, we feel as if all of them cannot put together. They're all contradictory. You know? If you do one, you cannot do the other. So there's this huge misconception, isn't it, out there?
Oh, that is why. That is why. That's why. That's why. That's why. That's why. That's why. 아니지 따타바 침보도 중세디 차당나 생각하지나 되게야 말했어. 그러나 따디 조디 숨겨야 되네 마다.
So here Lama Tsongkhapa explains that such a it's so wrong to hold to have such a misconception here. So if you let's say take that if you regard that the Hinayana and the Mahayana are contradictory, are opposing. One another like heat and cold, and then it will be very sad and wrong. Yeah. So then Lama Tsongkhapa goes on to explain why that is so.
Yeah.
So mainly here, the fact that the teachings are non-contradictory, that very fact is proven mainly through reason. Through reason, through logic. So it says, in this regard, it is the Bodhisattva's wish to work for the welfare of the world. For that purpose, it is also necessary to care for all the three types of disciples or objects to be subdued. So since there is a need to care for the three types of disciples, and therefore there's a need to train in their respective paths.
다들 가르쳐 준 거였으나, 다 청주 선만 남지, 청주 선바스, 청주 선께 코랑 신기된 두배기 치도 게임 말해, 그러와. 다 신기된 두발라, 다 신세디, 다 조 루샤릭신 숨스니다, 샤이시, 그러와. 이나 지금 루샤 당내도 보면 조 루샤릭신 숨지, 루샤릭신 숨기 된 두발라, 루샤 대당 티, 대라 참배 연대당. 다 냠내디 동국구여래 디땀발라 랑기 시행과야지 알아봐 전주선발 랑기 시행과야지 숨고도와
So a bodhisattva basically primary wish main wish is to benefit the sentient beings yeah. So you that's the main focus you generate the bodhicitta altruistic intentions mainly to work for the benefit of all sentient beings yeah. So in general, of course, in terms of the objects to be subdued, literally the objects to be subdued, or loosely translated as disciple, which Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche doesn't like, yeah, but anyway. But disciple, objects to be subdued, yeah. In general, I mean, there are infinite disciples and infinite types of beings, yeah. But here, it can be put into three categories, yeah. The three types of disciples, yeah. So, in order to benefit the respective type of disciple objects to be subdued, you need to generate in them the qualities and the practices that are associated with that particular kind of disciple, isn't it? But in order for you to be able to do that, you yourself, as a bodhisattva or aspiring bodhisattva, must know what you're talking about. You must know what you must have realized what you are about to teach or show.
Yeah? 다 택범 택미 강사라 택미 강사게 된 죽고야 죽고고야 됐어. 택미 강사 죽고고에서 택미 강사라 고야게 남디 땡고 그랬어. 땡고 고에서 됐던 바라 랑게 냠슬랑 고 그랬어. 랑게 냠슬 말랑바 랑게 마셔봐 콜라 땡요 말했어. 제가 전주세 만남기 택미게 남 냠슬랑 그랬어. 그거 다 돈다.
So now that we are saying this is this year. A bodhisattva works for the benefit of all sentient beings, which means the bodhisattva works for the people who are predisposed towards the lesser vehicle, the Hinayana, isn't it? So in order for a bodhisattva to work for someone who is of the Hinayana lineage, the bodhisattva must be able to show, must be able to place that particular person on the Hinayana path and lead that person on the Hinayana path. So in order for the bodhisattva to be able to do that, the bodhisattva must know what the Hinayana path is. In order for the bodhisattva to know what the Hinayana path is, the bodhisattva must have the experience of having traveled or practiced the Hinayana teachings, isn't it? So therefore, the bodhisattva must practice the Hinayana teachings in order to work for the people of the Hinayana lineage.
저다 다 전주 선바이나 택바 첨보이나 다 택바 멤버 람디 내가 요 말 세디다 미디바시 통도와 택바 첨보이나야 테메기 슝네시베 람디 테메기 드네시베 람니 냠슬랑과야시
So from this, you know, you can clearly see that, you know, even as a bodhisattva, if you think or that, oh, you know, the Hinayana path is not necessary, I don't have to get myself involved with it. You can see now to reason that it is wrong, yeah, isn't it? In fact, actually, you need, yeah. Because as a bodhisattva, if you, in order to benefit the persons of Hinayana lineage, you must know the Hinayana path, which comes from the practice of the Hinayana teachings itself. Yeah. So from this you can see, yeah, it's proven through reason, isn't
it?
So do you have to get the reason, you know? I mean, you know, we are saying that, oh, you know, you cannot abandon the Hinayana teachings even as a bodhisattva. But do you see the reason? You have to see the reason for yourself. I mean, all of us here, you know, because in order to eradicate the wrong view, the huge misconception that the Hinayana path is not needed for someone practicing the Mahayana. How else do you remove that misconception, the wrong view that is so prevalent, other than using logic and reason? So therefore, I've just presented you the reason, but do you understand the reason? So this is something you have to get it, yeah, for yourself.
Yeah. That tapasumi lamshabani changes some shin, then to check it, tabi majin chambesumba cherosta. That is in Chambacumbeyang, that in the Sumyore, Sinita, Ricberto, T. Jabula, and in Lunki to be out in his area.
Okay, so this is establishing how the teachings are non contradictory through reason. Yeah. Then, as a support, you know, to the use of reason. Next is employing scriptural authority. And that goes with the last line of the paragraph. This is because it is explained by the Jetsun, Venerable Jetsun Maitreya, that knowing the paths of the three vehicles constitutes the means of realizing the bodhisattva's goals. So that is establishing the fact that the teachings are non-contradictory through scriptural authority.
Oh, then this one. That one, that then I'll start on Monday. You know, that the young girl, when I jump in, the two couple of young, lam sum, sudokala, nindu ke lam, ranjak lam, teaching lam sum di, ani si kya bar chikukres, 아니 시합을 치고 그랬어. 대다지 용서 좁아 치고 그랬어. 대다기 남기 차와야. 대다기 남기 차와야. 차라, 신호, 딘데기다. 시진 되까봐, 딘데 용해.
So the actual quotation by the Maitreya is not here. But there is a scriptural quotation from one of the Maitreya's texts knowing the paths of the three vehicles constitutes the means of realizing the Bodhisattva's goals. And in fact, the Buddha also said something similar in the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras. Yeah. So in one of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, the Buddha himself said, the Bodhisattvas should produce all paths. Whatever is a path of a hearer, a solitary realizer, or a Buddha, a Bodhisattva should produce these three paths. And not only that, the Bodhisattva should know all paths. Yeah. And they should also perform the deeds of these paths and bring all of them to completion. So it was the Buddha who mentioned in one of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras that the Bodhisattvas should produce all paths, the paths of the three vehicles, the paths of a hearer, the paths of a solitary realizer, and the path of a Bodhisattva or Buddha. Yeah. So the Buddha said, not only should the Bodhisattvas produce these paths, they must thoroughly know these paths. Yeah. And that itself is not sufficient. The Bodhisattvas should bring all these paths to completion. And that is not the end. And after you have brought all these paths to completion, then you must work for the benefit of the sentient beings.
Yeah.
So you can clearly see that the Buddha himself said that as a follower of the Mahayana, the follower of the great vehicle, one must train in the paths of the Hinayana. Yeah. So therefore, to say and to hold on to the view that as a Mahayanist, as a practitioner of Mahayana, you do not need the Hinayana. That is a huge mistake.
What dinema ta karasena ta dupshe ta dupshe ta dupshe yang shenya yungu yore rawa ta dinema ta dupshe shenya kwe karasena ta tekjengi lamla tumawa yimi nyiki isi ta tangbo ni temegi denene juwa nam yinla asu rawa.
Okay, next there are other proofs the teachings are non-contradictory. So continue with the text. In the Mahayana path, there is the common and the uncommon, or the shared and unshared paths. Yeah. The former is that which originates from the Hinayana collection of scriptures. So when we talk about the Mahayana path itself, there are two. There is a shared Mahayana path and there is an unshared Mahayana path.
다 택바 멤버도 투모스 따라와 어떻습니까? 투모 많이 봤으니 다 택바 좀 코랑 코네 냠소나 이 람디라 다 택바 대신 투모 많이 람스에.
I mean, here it's translated as common and uncommon, yeah, which is the literal translation of the word. What's the word in Tibetan? I forgot it. Tomorrow, yeah. Anyway, that's the literal translation, but the meaning is better conveyed with the word shared and unshared in this context, yeah. So the Mahayana path, you can say there is the shared Mahayana path and there's the unshared Mahayana path. So what do we mean by a shared Mahayana path? So there are practices in the Mahayana that are shared or they are common, they are shared with the Hinayana. Okay? And then there is the unshared Mahayana path. So the unshared Mahayana path refers to those things that are just specific only to the Mahayana and not any other path. Yeah.
어떤데서 다 뒤네 다 투모야 남지 가려서나 다가는 당분이 태맥이 되는 주안 인라 소득선.
So okay, 우지보 몇개 나왔단 뭐지는 next you ask later okay. So there's the so let's talk about the common Mahayana path or the shared Mahayana path. Yeah. So what it is? Yeah. What so it says it is the former. Yeah. So the former, which is the Mahayana path that is shared. So is that which originates from the Hinayana collection of scriptures.
어떻습니까? 다 대가로 가려서 거야 그래서나 조조 다 점도 남샤 송해 다 대미 대내 가로 조 송해 점도 남샤 송구여래 다가 난시 다 렌데게 남샤 송구여래 다가 난시 다 거의 동안 그러와 다 거의 동안 지당 치라 어떤데 송해 다가 난시 다 대래 탈도기 다 다 그러와 탈덕이 로스다 냐버리 중덕이 로 딘데 송해 아니 댄신 남시야 송해 다가나신 다 딘데 야라 중인 송해 다가나신 라바 숨지림바 송해 다 딘 다 대명이 되는에 다 딘도 송인 구요래 다 봐봐.
Okay, so the shared Mahayana paths is that which originates from the Hinayana collection of scriptures. So this includes teachings on refuge, karma, the general and the specific sufferings of cyclic existence, and then the determination to be free, which is renunciation or the thought to be liberated from cyclic existence. And then there's the presentation of the Four Noble Truths. Then there's the presentation of the 12 links of dependent arising. And then there are the presentation of the stages of the three higher trainings. So these are teachings which are also practices found in the Mahayana. These teachings originate from the Hinayana collection of scriptures.
Oh, that tenda sumbe, that tenda ki ane chik nyamlente yongso zogbaji. Da? Takba chimbe nyamso langbaji. 그러 점도네 다 거기 라바 숨진 냠네 단다 시원네 티 밝게 다 람 냠스 랜디 다 택바 침보에 냠스 랑고고요 알아 봐.
So what I've just outlined here from refuge to the stages of implementing the three higher trainings, these things originate from the Hinayana scriptural collections, but these teachings are also practices that a person following the Mahayana path must practice.
죄송하다 그러와 다 다디 걸으래 어 독신이 다 뜬다 다디 냠슬랑 거야지 다디 송세 디네마 대남스다 대양 랑 집부시 대통령라 소비 삼바 투모 많이 바탕 제바 즉 대범면도 가리 남았어 투모 많이 바탕 제바니 마도소스다 두두.
So except for some peculiarities, I would say exception. Apart from some exceptions that are not shared, to do with the thought of aspiring to individual liberation and the like.
어떡하니? 나 어떡해? 된 뒤기 그렇다. 다 돈다 믹스해라. 다 직단다. 테메기 때는 선배다 람지 도당디 다 냠슬랑 거야 전주 선배의 냠슬랑 거야 이제 숨겨야 다 믹살아 빼나다 테메기 람징으로 왔다 랑직부 다시 다 시외 대화지 톱덕 로징으로 와 된대기 다 테메 코랑 투마 많이 그 람징으로 와 다디 믹살에서 때 냠슬랑 거고 말했어 어디 믹살에서 때 숨겨야 다
Okay. So therefore, Mahayana followers must practice all those things taught in the Hinayana scriptural collections, with only a few exceptions, okay? Such as diligently seeking a blissful peace for oneself alone. So that is an exception. So in general, the general way of progressing along the path as taught in the Hinayana scriptural collection is something that is to be practiced by those following the Mahayana, apart from some exceptions. So an exception would be, you know, it is an uncommon feature of the uncommon or unshared, well, uncommon feature of the Hinayana path, you know, to just focus on, you know, achieving, you know, that individual bliss, you know, individual liberation. Wow, shock. You know, kind of space, not going to be. Yeah, to achieve liberation for oneself, you know. So there's an exception. For a Mahayana follower, one does not
Then next, stating
other proofs. That the teachings are non-contradictory. Continuing with the text, apart from that, furthermore, it is not that faults that are partially seized or in qualities that are partially completed in perfectly complete Buddhahood. But rather, all kinds of faults have been eliminated and all types of good qualities are complete in enlightenment. So consequently, as the Mahayana, achieving this also brings about the cessation of all faults and the development of all good qualities. The path of the Mahayana comprises all the various aspects of qualities of abandonment and realization of all other vehicles.
What in the Sunsha, Tinema, Tisha, Sanjay Dube, teaching a Lamji Yalato, Sora Tamja Dude, Jun Nare Sever Chabang, Yun, the Nare Kia, Mimbe, Tube Summe, Chidang, Te Tamja Jan Tapo Chimbe, Miduba, maybe Chiru, Sotus.
That is why. That is why the sections of the Mahayana path which brings about Buddhahood comprise all the Buddha's teachings. For there is no utterance of the Muni in the sage or Buddha that does not cause the cessation of some faults and the development of some good qualities. And because it is not the case that all of this is not brought about by the Mahayana.
So, in essence, here,
the point to realize is that the teachings are non-contradictory. So, there's no contradiction between the Hinayana teachings and the Mahayana teachings, okay? So, as a follower, even if you are a follower of the Mahayana, you must practice the Hinayana teachings, yeah? Okay? So, as to why this is the case, then you have to see for yourself the reason, yeah? For this is proved through reason and then scriptural authority.
어떻게 단다 다 타바 멤버 람지 티장도 다 타바 심보 타바 멤버 람지 실라샤지 티진도 타바 심보 람디 낸셰 다 공배도 도가 시작이요 로 타바 멤버 람터제 타바 심보 죽인 있으나 다 죽에 매바 단다.
So the way of entering the Mahayana path is this. You have the Hinayana teachings are the very foundation. They're the very basis. It's upon that, then you add on the Mahayana practices. And that's how you progress along the Mahayana path. Okay? So it's not that you enter the Mahayana path right from the beginning by discarding the Hinayana practices. So that is not the case. Okay? So, if you understand, the reasons, the proofs, why the Hinayana practices are essential for someone following the Mahayana path, if you understand the points that we have just discussed, then you will be able to eliminate this huge misconception, either in your own mind or in others. Yeah. So then. Otherwise, without understanding what we have discussed here, then when you think of the Hinayana, when you think of the Mahayana, as if these two are like hot and cold and contradictory and they have nothing to do with one another, that they do not need one another. And when you have that kind of attitude, when you start to think like this, then when you think about the Hinayana teachings, then there's a likelihood of looking down on the lesser vehicle, looking down on the Hinayana. Or then there's a likelihood of seeing that or thinking that, oh, what's the use of the Hinayana teachings? Nothing to do with me. So these negative thoughts and misconceptions may arise in our minds, isn't it, if we don't understand the reasons. But if we understand the reasons, then we will better be able to appreciate the teachings of the Hinayana and be able to have a pure view of them. Yeah. So therefore it becomes, if it is very important to realize that the teachings are non-contradictory. But knowing that the teachings are non-contradictory comes about through understanding, which comes from knowledge, which comes from study, understanding the teachings. So without learning in detail all these various teachings and all these texts, it is quite difficult to appreciate. Or to understand that, in fact, everything fits together all very nicely. Everything is not teachings are non-contradictory. In fact, they complement one another. They help one another. Yeah. So, but in order for this to come about, therefore, study learning is very important. Yeah.
어떻게니? 다 디네마야 독파시에 용해 다 가르스나 다 대법 멤버당 다 바로 다 대파 침보스나 어다 지기 지로 독수 독도 이나야 다 대파 침보더니 빼나 대파 침보세다 나세다 가서 왔다 빼 전주세다 남세다 다 나게 남세다 빼 군이야 지 대면 전시 도시래 군이 다 가와래 생기다 양아도 로또 용대지 로와.
Having said all this, it is possible to develop doubts or qualms in relation to the Mahayana versus Vajrayana. It is possible that people may think that, Oh, the Mahayana path and the Vajrayana path are unrelated. They have nothing to do with one another. In fact, these two are two separate things. They are contradictory. So to highlight such a qualm or doubt, so it's, the text says, so if you think that may be true, is what we have discussed so far, that may be true for the paramitayana or the causal perfection vehicle. So that may be true for the paramitayana, but not for those entering the Vajrayana. So in response to that qualm, although the way you train in the Paramitayana, in countless clear distinctions that clarify giving, etc., is different from mantra or Vajrayana. The behavioral basis, the generation of the mind, bodhicitta, and the coarse form of the path of training in the six perfections, the behavior, is nevertheless the same, and therefore something shared by them. Perhaps I was just reading another paragraph, because I think it's not clear at all what this paragraph is saying in this translation. So, the substance of the path of the perfection vehicle, the Paramitayana, comprises the thought that is the development of the spirit of enlightenment or bodhicitta. So it comprises the thought and the deeds of training in the six perfections. Okay. So that is the alternate translation. So when we talk about the Vajrayana, we must understand that the Vajrayana is a part of the Mahayana path. So the Mahayana path comprises of two: the perfection vehicle, the Paramita path, and the Vajrayana. Okay, so the Mahayana path comprises of these two, yeah, the Paramitayana path, okay, the perfection vehicle, and the Vajra vehicle, Vajrayana. Okay, so Vajrayana is Mahayana. So whether a path is Mahayana or not, you know, is determined primarily by the presence or the absence of bodhicitta, the altruistic intention. Yeah. So if it is a Mahayana path, so the common Mahayana practices are generating this bodhicitta and also practicing the six perfections. Okay, all Mahayana paths are similar in this.
Otokshini, that tondai ni karasanata, doji tabala lumiji inayang, then is simjala lokukre, and a part of the chimba tula lokukres, otisunguyare.
Which means that even a follower of the Mahayana Vajrayana, that person must cultivate bodhicitta And must also cultivate the practice of the six perfections.
다 이나야 다 아니지겠다 오래 다 또 다 심계단 신도기 좁아 털체 아니 디 매바체제 나라 레베지 여리베스나 디 매바레스 다톤다 디 송구여
So is there such a thing as training in following the Vajrayana by discarding the bodhicitta and the practice of the six perfections? Is there such a way of practicing the Vajrayana? The answer is a big no.
어디시니 이나양 다 잡아라 숭해라 다 바로 준비 택배 갑라 다 갈증 탕면 숨 쓰니 다 유령부 봐도 진주라 러베 숭구여래 이나양 다 나기 갑라 다 진대기 유령부 러베디 영아기 갑노 진주라 로고 와지 이나야 다 두 타입에 버두사 바로 잡 잡아나 숭해 낭신 두 가와 탕면 숨 쓰는데 로고야디 양 도지 택배 갑네 숭구여 말해서
So having said that, you know, then now there is a difference, of, obviously, between the Mahayana perfection vehicle or Paramitayana versus the Mahayana Vajrayana. Obviously, there is a difference. Yeah. So in the Mahayana Paramitayana, you just have to get used to the words, yeah, not the big words. Yeah. The Mahayana perfection vehicle, it is taught that one has to cultivate the practice of the six perfections for an immeasurable a length of time. Such as collecting merit over a period of three great countless eons. Yeah. So, although the practice of the six perfections is taught and must be practiced by someone following the Vajrayana, but it is not taught in the Vajrayana that the practitioner has to practice, you know, the six perfections for such a long period of time.
Yeah.
So as I mentioned earlier, so we are hearing this for the very first time, yeah. So it's unlikely that you're gonna catch every single ball that is thrown along in your way, yeah. So that's normal, so don't worry, yeah. So but you know, those of you who have been who have stuck around for the past couple of years, you know, so if you read this now and if you hear what I say, I guess you probably get what I'm saying, yeah. So.
도신에 최진에 다 남림대야 거다 중 용수 쪽에 두제다 도도신 순구여래 그러와 다디 남산 차강 고야 갖고 차구여래 그러와 순구저서 용수 두제다 디나 순구여래 자다다 갑발아 다 차강 고야 갖고 차그래 이나다 숨지 차지여 말에 그러와 다 뮤진이 높은 치고에 동남 대시
So one reason why those of you who are hearing this for the first time will probably not get everything the first time rounds, because you know the Lamrim, the stages of the path literature, it is a genre of teachings, you know, that brings, you know, all the subject matter of the entire Buddha Dharma into you know, a relatively short composition, yeah, as text, yeah. So therefore it's wide ranging in terms of subject matter. So therefore, if you have not heard this before, you have not done any prior study, then it, of course it will be a little bit challenging at the beginning to understand everything, yeah. So that's normal, yeah. But the point is not to get discouraged, you know. It's normal, yeah. So just have to quite continue.
어떠신 배나 다냐 신시에 손바이나 배나 알레 바로도 치매라 아니 나아길람 세 십소부지 마시나 곧 난갈 여보 신두고 말아
So, just to give you an example, I mean, here we are talking about the difference between what we call the perfection vehicle and the Vajrayana. Yeah? So both are Mahayana paths. Yeah? So there's Mahayana, what is it? Mahayana, Paramitayana. Mahayana perfection vehicle, and then you have Mahayana Vajra vehicle. Yeah? So we are saying that there is no contradiction. Yeah? But of course, It's almost impossible to come to the understanding right from the, at the beginning if you have not studied these two paths, yeah? Isn't it? Because in order to understand that these two are non-contradictory, you first must know what are the Mahayana paths, the presentation of the Mahayana paths, what constitutes the whole Mahayana perfection vehicle, yeah? Then you also must have studied and have come to an understanding of what the whole tantric path is, yeah, the Vajrayana path, yeah? And the presentation of the tantric paths and grounds and so forth. Only after understanding, you know, these two paths in relative detail, and then when you put the two together, oh, I mean, so it's not going to happen now, Relax. So for now, what do you have to know? For now, for all purpose and intent in relation to the situation here, you just have to keep in your mind that, okay, Lama Tsongkhapa has mentioned in the text that all the teachings are free of contradiction, which means there is no contradiction between the Hinayana path and the Mahayana path. So as a follower of the Mahayana, you also must practice the Hinayana teachings. Similarly, there's also no contradiction between the Mahayana perfection vehicle and the Mahayana Vajra vehicle. Followers of both paths need to practice Bodhicitta and the six perfections. Yeah, which means even a follower of the Vajrayana must practice Bodhicitta, must practice the six perfections. So if you can remember all of these points, that is sufficient, good for now. Okay? Okay, then there's a quotation from the Vajra Peak Tantra where it says, What do you understand from this where it says, not even to sustain one's life, the body mind should be abandoned. So that means, is the translation saying that we should abandon Bodhicitta? Is the translation saying that? It is saying that in English, isn't it? Which means it's completely wrong. So anyway, the simple English is, even to save your life, never give up Bodhicitta. That is what it means, okay? And the practice of the six perfections must never be abandoned, okay? So, okay, that's the other quotation. Anyway. Pohoya. So, okay, continue. This is also taught in numerous other tantric or mantra texts. Yeah. So, in many authentic sources for the mandala ritual of highest yoga tantra, it says that the set of two vows must be taken, the shared and the unshared one. And indeed, the former refers to the bodhisattva vow. The precious teacher also said, my guru who knew how to accommodate all the teachings by means of the path as if in a square. Alternate translation is, my guru is the one who knows how to bring all of the teachings within a four-sided path. So, Chikthama di karagina.
Tushi lam ki kirshi.
Ani, dijira?
Tushi.
After that?
Lam ki kirshi gas.
So it says these words form the basis. So these words are form the basis for further think or analysis. Yeah. So basically, it means this is something to think about. No? Something yeah, useful to think about.
어 독신이 다 돈다니 다 때라 가래서 벌스나 다 때나 나게 다 나 라메 슈네 마 손에 도가라 다 나 라메 갑라 다 가래서나 다 나 라메 다 슈네 다 저보다 옹슈네 도가라 다 토마라 다 투모도 투모만 입에 또 마 송고야지 송고야 됐은 거야 제가 투모에 세리 다 장저스면 또 마디 쓰고 하래 너바디 그러와 다 투모만 입에 세리 마게 또 마다샤 투모스도 다 기대시 투모스다 너와
So here it's mentioned in the you know in the empowerment rituals, some empowerment rituals of higher sugar tantra that you know when taking a higher sugar tantra empowerment, one needs to take both the shared and the unshared vows. Yeah. So the shared means something that is shared with all four classes of tantra, common to all four classes of tantra. And the common vows or the shared vows basically refers to the bodhisattva vow.
What does it mean? That means that in the shared, that you pass on to the next shower. That is more shared. That is that. 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 진행이다. 높중 진도에 아마 지기 있으니 계량 진행해서라 따라온 종들에, 로와.
Okay, I'm going to give you some homework. Yeah. But this homework is primarily for those who have committed to the full study program, those who are really have a strong interest to learn. So this homework is for you. Yeah.
然后说，然后对身边去过嘛嘞，然后开始，然后打郎中，对个都九州，对个都身边去个忙不中个多，打的说是南面去嘛嘞，然后说是青岛人呐，提了九股个嘞，打是说是西大人身边没得，刚过把军子通没得是呐，打郎中马西南去郎子对吧嘞，对吧？然后过退了新秀，你刚退了你，打身边退了去的，对吧？对身边去过也去嘛嘞。
So, doing homework or and doing exams should not be a cause of worry or stress whatsoever. You know? I mean, it's your choice, isn't it? Yeah. So if you really want to learn, if you see the purpose of homework and exams, and if you have taken, if you have chosen to commit to the program, then you should follow up on your commitment. Yeah. But those of you who may not be able to commit to the full program as of now, or if you are not, you think you're not ready for exams and stuff, you know, then you just relax. You just hang, you know, you just come to class as much as you can, sit down, pay attention, listen, and then relax.
You know?
So, those of you who want to do the full 5-year program, you know, you want to study, you know, but if you so decide that you do not want the certificate, I don't need the cert, or maybe I think more like I don't want to take exams, basically, that is your choice. I mean, it's fine, it's completely fine, you know, with me, you know. It's completely fine.
어, 최소한 뜻 샘들 치고 합니다. 양 높은 치나 이미 죽을 때 걸었으니 가시 샘들 치는 요사래. 그냥 거야 요 말해, 알아봐.
So they see there's no cause of worry, yeah? Because I think really there are some people, you know, who kind of who worry about exams, you know, those, you know, who want to study and who have committed, but then, you know, at the same time, you know, they kind of, you know, get stressed, you know, so stressed, you know, about taking exams and so.
최소한 다들 대단히. 높중 지기 주로 되게 면서는 소소 담가 이 말해, 로와.
So it is your choice. If you choose to do the full 5-year program, but decide not to take the exams, it's your choice.
독신해. 나 간다. 나 높중 집에 가서 구양 보채. 쓴 집에 안에 다 구양 보채. 다 가신 또 신세. 다 집에 안에 채들 다 강가라 구겨래, 로와. 다 채도 면 보채, 로와. 어디 계신 분이셔.
So it is an individual choice. But the very important thing is that, you know, all of us, you know, you must enjoy your presence here, your time here. You must enjoy the process of studying. That's the most important thing, isn't it? Yeah.
Right. 롭중 제라 먼저 수동 수 있는 데래 샘제자 강해지면은 이렇게 돼야 공부래 그지 미스바도 없이 강해다 샘제지 요나 뒤전에 강다 가나야 또 이렇게 돼야지 된대 이 말에 알아봐.
But there is also a purpose for, you know, for homework and exams. Yeah. So all of us are the same, you know. If there's no pressure applied on us, yeah. Somehow, I mean, we kind of take it easy. You know? But, you know, somehow when there's some pressure applied on us, you know, then when we feel that, oh, you know, I have to, oh, exam coming, oh, you know. Then, you know, for some, it is necessary, it's good, yeah, because then it makes them study. The very purpose of holding examinations and tests, no, is that it is to help you in your studies. That's the only reason, you know. Yeah. So, of course, you know, in preparation for exams and tests, you may meet with some difficulties and hardship, yeah. But on the basis of recognizing the purpose of holding such tests and exams, then if you see the purpose, then you just put up with it, you know, put up with some of the, I don't know, minor or whatever difficulties that come along the way.
Okay, that's it. 어때? 다들 내마 테네가르다. 다들의 랑조니 가서 쉬어난 시래. 다 망치지. 다들 랑조 세모 장장지 표시 착유하래. 그러와. 다 랑조 전에 고망어지는 그 랑조 지스기매. 다 망치지. 다 랑조 년치. 다 진짜 세모 친치. 다 사오사장 착유여 말해. 그러와.
So I'm giving you homework. Something to look to go back to look at to revise. Not for maybe those of you who are completely new to Dharma. If you have not heard any teachings before, you have not gone to any other class, you know, then so I'm not directing this at you. But of course, I mean, you want to do, can do lah. But mainly for those of you, you know, for who have heard, who have listened to the teachings before, you've gone to some other classes and so forth. Yeah. So.
독신해. 다 돈다 예수에 다 당보 지혜지 가서 쉬어 나시래. 무변내수다 시대만이 세디 요당시 다 간대시대 시작이 임봤어. 레라부터네 디삼시당시 디치에.
Okay, the first question. Oh, the first.
말이다 또다 다치 말 다니야 조다데 다 쉬고직 치고해 시래 또다 남중 못들어오시다 또다.
Yeah, so not so much a question, but you're supposed to write a paper, a short paper. No, you know, we present papers to our bosses. No? I mean, in the world out there, you know, you present a paper to your professor, to your lecturer. So here, you write a short, not thesis. In order to qualify as a thesis, you need how many minimum of?
Shukuchik. One page. Yeah, one page.
One page, okay? One page. So, in simple terms, explain, the nature of reality.
Mata shila temba ni said the condition you are start lelabuto ni desigashi.
The point is explain simply how the two truths are present on any one basis. Yeah. You don't really have to write every single word of what I say in the question. As long as you get the gist of the question, that's it, you know.
어떻게 해? 가서 쉬어 나시래. 다 대만이 태바 인장 다 댐바니 태바인사 댐바시세디 용쳐야지 알아봐 댐바시세디 세제라 여바시다
Yeah? Okay, so explain simply how the two truths is present on any chosen object or basis. Yeah. Okay, and how is it that on the basis of understanding the two truths, how does that understanding verify or validate the four noble truths? Yeah.
어떻게? 발레, 발레, 발레.
You say 발레, I say I add one tom in front.
어떻게? Okay, okay. Our time is running. Okay, wait. Don't worry. What is don't worry? First, you get my question. Yeah. 독재. 다 디네 다 덴바시 남시 타바인사 다 캡숨 산제 최 긴든세디 다 예시바시다.
Okay. First, explain how the two truths is present on any chosen object. Yeah. And how is it that if on the basis of that understanding, then how does that validate the four noble truths? Okay. And after you have validated the Four Noble Truths, how does that understanding helps you to validate the existence of the Three Jewels or validate the Three Jewels, Buddha Dhamma Sangha? So the point here is you have to write after you think. Perhaps some of you are thinking that, you know, you go back and find the transcript and cut and paste, yeah. Hey, is the transcript released already? Not yet, released already, Not release it. Don't release it. So the whole point of this exercise is to, at the end of this process, thought process, is to come to a feeling in your heart, that the Buddha Dhamma Sangha does exist. It's not some fairy tale or some, but in your heart you see, the kind of feeling,
How you're going to write doesn't matter. Yeah? First you get whole idea, What I'm trying to say. You get whole idea, then how you want to write after you, whether you're writing from three jewels, the true truth or true truth, the three jewels after you. Yeah, but must relate each other, yeah. 어떻게니? 다 대로 군조 숨세디 두배라 가긴 치셔 가래래 퉁쟁 가래고 그래 어따 뒤돌아 팀부시지
Then also write a little on what are the main obstructing factors for actualizing the three jewels. What are the main What are the main obstacles that prevent the anyone from actualizing the three jewels? Yeah, and what are the necessary conditions, the favorable conditions for actualizing the three jewels? Yeah.
Yeah, you got the whole picture. What I'm saying? Oh no. Martin. That took you good. Roa. So that is Shubanashire. Roa. The money, this is it. 담바 니 텔레 다 담바시 용단지 접 담바시 태바인자 접숨 태그레스 접숨 세디 요아레스 다 독삼도단 접숨데 다 랑게 다 원에 톱투그레 말에 랑게 톱투그에나 다 가진 가리게 치거든 둔제 가리고 고도스 어디 꼴을 제시래
오케이 repeat one more time
one more time yeah.
So basically explain in simple terms on the basis of the two truths, how does the four noble truths arise? No? And how does the four noble truths have validate no? The existence of the three jewels? Now basically, how does the understanding of the four noble truths help you, you know, reach a definite ascertainment, you know, that the Buddha Dharma Sangha does exist? No? Does exist. No? It's not some fairy tale or, you know, or so forth, no? But it really exists. And not only exists, but you yourself can achieve it. No? Yeah. How you yourself can achieve, you become Buddha Dharma Sangha. And then if you yourself can become Buddha Dharma Sangha, what are the main obstacles for preventing you from actualizing, becoming them? And what are the favorable conditions for you to actualize the Buddha Dharma Sangha?
That's all the Changjong Tia, so some of the Tia, or Pejanata Changjusum Gore, or Tony Tobi Sheriff Gore, Tinti Tia Memache, so some of the Tanches, some of the Tang Karikogu, or that the Gogu Sin, that Dembain, Zumbain, and Kia, that in there some of the Tanche, Jay was Tia education.
So it is important that you write what you think in your heart, in your mind. It's not saying that, oh, you know, achieve enlightenment, oh, you need bodhicitta, you need emptiness, of course, lah. that's not what we're looking for, okay? Of course, I mean, if that's what you really think, you really understand, it's a completely different matter, but you write what you think, or in your heart, what you feel, you know, is, that is really needed, you know? Yeah?
Oh, 독신이, 다 저, 다게 시원한 시래, 다 먼저, 다, 간대시, 다, 점주, 접수도서에 다 유접숨세디 소바시다 섬나 당제 루일로 차답이서에 답신이 말해 좋다.
So this whole exercise is mainly is an exercise in making, you know, the Buddha Dharma Sangha come alive for ourselves, for our minds, you know. You know, the whole point is that that's the goal here.
어떤데시 어떻시니 따돈다이니 따 미사와시라 다 가서 쉬었는 시래. 다 미사와지 레바이나 콜란 낭쇼고도 시해도시. 소소지 미사와지 레지 가라 낭배 최진고도 시를 시다스. 냉시단 잡숨기 통. 다 잡숨 소바지 소로 시다스. 로아. 다 낭쇼진고도 시를 시다시나니 소소기 쉬구직 야는 쉬구니기다니 대신 잡토해시. 간대시 잡는 야가도 어딘데 썸나 땅지 지혜다도.
So right now, write what you think, yeah. And you can think of yourself, you know, being in a situation when you have to help someone clear their doubts. You know. So imagine if someone comes along the way and it asks you, hey, can you explain in simple terms, you know, and clearly, you know, what is this two truths and four noble truths, you know, and then how can I make the Buddha Dharma Sangha come alive for myself? So if somebody would ask you that, you know, so how would you help that person? So write what you would say to that person from your heart, you know, in on one piece of paper or maybe.
Yeah. Minimum is one page. You want to write 10 pages also okay. Eh? Yeah, not too much. Yeah, at that limit 2 pages, either 1 page or 2 pages, not more than that. Yeah. So like that. So this I'll give maybe 2 week time, okay? There will be 2 week time. Yeah.
Sanima is in the area. Sanima is in the area. Sanima is in the area.
어떻게 치료시시 약보 비타보 그러와.
So give you two weeks. So please write your what you think legibly on a piece of paper or type it out. So the deadline is you're supposed to bring it to class on the 5th of July, which it happens to be maybe a good present for His Holiness on the 6th. Don't suddenly on the 5th of July got some appointment, huh? or MC, huh? So again, I think that there are people who may be getting stressed about this. So that's pointless. No, really, no need to get stressed. No. So you just try this. If you really want to study, you should try to write something. But if you think that you are that's beyond you, no, then just then if you really think that it's beyond you, and it's too difficult, then just forget it. No, it's okay. Just leave it. No need to get stressed.
Okay, I think. 가장 쉬바나 시리냐 가장 쉬바나 시리 단예 이제 숨주 때 이제 딘주 긴종원의 치과 가장 쉬바나 시 되네 롭신 약보 용해라 어디래
So I mentioned to you that you know if you divide your efforts at study in terms of percentage so 30% only 30% comes from me 70% has to come from your side you yeah
So remember that, okay? All right. Good.
Okay, so finish with the usual prayers. So on page...